Green Street Podcast Series. Welcome back to the audio podcast or the YouTube series if you join us today. The Roof of Queen Street is an entrepreneurship podcast series that brings people like-minded, motivated to the show and tells their stories of how they've overcome their challenges, their darknesses, and achieving what they've got to today by following certain rules and guidelines that they explain through the show. But today I'm joined by someone that is named Casper Fitness on his social media handles, or his real name is Dylan Felton, and we'll talk to him about why he's called Casper in a bit. But this man is a personal trainer, a motivator, and a person that changes your life, not just to look like he does in the video at the moment that is ripped and shredded, but to look as a better person overall in your life and to keep the focus to living your life to the fullest. But anyway, Casper, welcome to the show.
Cheers, man. Thank you. How's it going?
All right. So first thing I wanted to find out and speak to you about at the moment is obviously, as you said, you're a personal trainer. You're someone that motivates people out there, not just in the way they look, but the nutrition, the way they live their life. And, you know, a lot of it you see in the world at the moment in the personal training world is guys going out there and saying, hey, do this, follow these 10 steps, follow these 5 steps, and you'll make it happen. And it's a sort of quite a flooded market with a lot of noise. But one thing is, for anyone that is watching at the moment or anyone that is listening, if you go and see Casper's brand and what he represents, everything he tells you, everything he does or says you should be doing, he's doing himself. So he's not someone sitting behind a desk, you know, lived a life 10 years ago and said, hey, I used to be ripped and shredded 10 years ago and follow those guidelines and I'm not going to live the life. He shows by example what you should be doing and lives it to the fullest. Don't you agree?
Yeah, well, I think anyone in any sort of practice or art form or visionary should be leading by example, you know. I guess growing up, I had a lot of negative mentors in my life, and I seemed to be that guy that was always hanging out with people that were, you know, maybe decades older than myself as a kid growing up. So I learned very fast to kind of be a sponge, if you will, and take what I needed from my surroundings to, you know, just to create a certain mindset and adapt. And I think that was a huge role into what I'm doing today, you know, being a bit of a mentor towards a lot of the lost and found, if you will, you know, people that are refinding themselves and people that are still lost to this day. And like you said, you know, in the social media platform and world, and my quick response to that is, you know, there's a lot of deteriorating youth and minds out there because there's a lot of persuasion of marketing and regurgitation and false advertising, and you know, there's a whole lot of perception going out there of personal training, well-being, mindset, whatever you want to call it. And I kind of just wanted to make a stand and go the opposite way in a natural form and go in the opposite direction of where all the wolves are taking these sheep, if you will. no pun intended.
Good play there.
Sorry. Not sad. You know where I was going with
that.
But you know, and it was also just because I was kind of taken for a ride myself for so many years, you know, and I think it was to have an avenue where people did reach out that they would get an actual response, not have a fucking robot reply or someone from a foreign country or just not be replied at all, you know. When I first got in the industry and with zero followers and not an establishment or, you know, not having any understanding of where I was wanting to go, people just wouldn't reply to me, you know. They were too obviously making too much money and too cool, or that I just wasn't in their niche or in their market or have enough social status to become part of their, or to be even replied in their, you know, in their DMs or whatever it was.
Yep.
So I wanted to make a bit of a change, yeah.
And I mean, just so anyone that's listening at the moment and that's learning about Casper as you speak about and talking about, he started with no social following. I'll let him mention how long ago that journey was. But on Facebook alone, he's got a community of 57,000 followers on Facebook on his brand. On Instagram, it's over 20,000. I think it's 23 or 24,000 followers as well. So there's definitely validity in what he's doing, what he's offering, and showing that being honest, truthful, and promising what you say you're going to do and offering what you say and what you're going to do actually grows a brand successfully and correctly in the really flooded market of social media, where unfortunately 90% of what we see and 90% of what we get offered is actual bullshit and noise. And it takes very hard time for people to filter through down all that noise and bullshit. Because as you said, when you message someone, you don't know if it's a bot messaging you. When you message someone, you don't know if it's someone that's not even based where they're supposed to be based, because they can say they're locally based in Australia, New Zealand, somewhere else in the world, but someone's logged into their account from somewhere in Europe or Asia and is controlling the messaging. So it becomes quite challenging and hard these days to know what is real and what is honest behind a brand.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I think it's just people are just out to make a quick buck. And with the whole following thing, you know, we've, as Casper Fitness, we, you know, the numbers that we just spoke of aren't huge. You know, they're not in the millions or anything like that. And you know, we've surpassed the age of the algorithm change of Facebook and Instagram. So once upon a time, you know, when we first got started, it was based, me personally, was based around a lot of ego and a lot of hype. And, you know, I was, like I said, I was kind of suckered into the whole social media rat race, where the way you looked, the way that you pronounced yourself kind of set the tone of where your business was at. And, you know, and I got, and like 90% of the people, I got suckered in. I got suckered in really, really quick. You know, I was bodybuilding. It was all about image. It was all about how lean you could be all year round, and, you know, about the materialistic visuals in this world. And at the end of the day, I kind of just got sick of the whole fucking rat race.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what? Yes, the social media thing was kind of blowing up and we were making tons of money. And it was for all the wrong reasons of why I got into this. And it was for all the reasons where my heart wasn't in the game. I wasn't in this. Well, yeah, I'll be 100% honest. I wasn't in it to make money. I've got to feed my family. I've got to feed myself. And but I think where my vision and where my kind of journey was heading was quite toxic. And I think it was portraying out into my social media. And that's kind of when I made quite a bit of a turn in my life, where I thought, you know what? I didn't get into this to try and be this famous dickhead on social media. You know what I mean? And I don't take things too seriously. You know, I take my clients and the people in my life seriously.
Yep.
But I don't take myself seriously. You know, I don't think it's attractive on social media for me. For two, in a spiritual and health reason, I like to have fun and just be myself. You know, and you'll see me all over social media. I mean, I get trolled a lot. I get trolled like, do you even lift? And you know, are you even a professional? Where did you study? All these kind of
bullshit,
as people do. Yeah, stupid people that are just toxic and not having fun in life themselves. You know, trying. You know, and I see them, and you know, sometimes I dabble, have a bit of a dabble in the old trolling
business.
department. You know, and I'll jump on, and there's a section that I actually have on my story on my Instagram and on my what's the other one? The yellow one?
Snapchat.
Snapchat. do people still use Snapchat anymore?
It's pretty much only for premium, or unless you've still got some lead generation in there, but not really. TikTok's the place.
Yeah, I've noticed a huge drop. But, you know, I have this section where we call it fighting fire with water.
Mm-hmm.
Water meaning love. And it works like literally 99% of the time, and people just can't believe how I do it. And it's where I convert a troller or a hater to be either a follower or a paying customer. And they're just like, people just fucking lose their mind. They're like, like this guy jumped on, like this is a true story that actually happened the other day. It was a guy that jumped on from the US, and he was like, you are the most, he was just horrible, a very horrible human being that ripped into me on my body status and my body fat percentage and just dug deep and spent at least half an hour constructing the scientific, analytical, alphabetical, fucking just beautiful calligraphy of writing, right? I don't know if that even made sense, but you know, to just tear me down on one of my adverts. And I just had to dabble into it. I was just like, holy fuck, this dude's actually really good. I'm really impressed.
Yeah.
It stood out. He started getting a band of like negative hate on it. And I was like, you know, for me, I giggle because it helps my algorithm. It helps send my message out. And, you know, when he's posting and doing his negative thing, yeah, maybe creating a little bit of a negative noise, but it's creating noise and hype. And what it does is it's, and Facebook's algorithm's horrible at the moment. I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but look at UFC posts and all the fighting and the martial arts. It's all based around negative fighting and people just tearing each other down. And for some reason, negative algorithm just pushes our posts. I don't like to go down that avenue because it just wastes my time. And, you know, I'm human as well. I know we're all human and we're all social beings where we like to have a little bit of positive response in our circle. But this guy went out of all lengths. And it was hilarious. So what I do is on my Fighting Fire with Water section, I jump onto that person's profile. I go find five things that I love about that person.
Yep.
And I let them know about it. You know what I mean? And it's actual genuine shit, because I know for a fact, if I dabble into his toxicity, he wins.
Yep.
He wins every single time. He goes away and he does that to another 10 more people that day because he got a response, you know, that he wanted. So I went on and I saw that he had some beautiful pictures of his kid. He had a glorious beard like myself, you know, and I went back to posting and I just said, hey man, you know, it looks like you're a really awesome father. I commend you on that. I'm actually a brand new father for a 9-month-year-old child as well. Just keep on running down that track, man. You look like you're having an awesome life. You look like your kids are fully in love with you and enjoying the time with you that they have. You know, much love, something along those lines anyway, you know. And I didn't respond on any of the negative stuff. And literally, I kind of sat, then I went to, I had a sip of my coffee and he responded like within like 30 seconds. And it was like another fucking whole page, you know? And I was like, oh, this guy's a really good writer. He can write fast. He's got a writing, typing speed of, you know? And he just emotionally, you can see he was torn apart. He was like, holy fuck, Casper, I didn't even think you would respond. And then he just went on for like, you know, 2 minutes of just writing my dick pretty much saying, you're an amazing person. And I was like, I won. But at the same time, you know what I mean? I created a relationship with this person instantly by, you know, we're all human, man, at the end of the day, and we all have our exteriors and we all have our, you know, who people perceive us to be.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, it goes, but you know, don't judge a book by its cover, you know, and he thought he could win and he's probably got shit going on in his life. You know, I could have gone and found five things ugly and negative about him, but I didn't, you know, and I think if we kind of carry on with that message in our work and our practice and our business modules and our messages, fuck, it's so much more rewarding. You know what I mean? Than a
totally agree. I totally agree with that. You know, it's a great story to show firstly what you represent as a brand and firstly and then secondly what you're trying to achieve. There's so much good knowledge in that. I just want to touch on a few points through that. First thing I wanted to touch on to anyone who's listening and paying attention, Casper said originally when he started and he was chasing vanity and he was chasing the looks on social media, as a lot of us do, he had a business. He was making money. He was likely making a lot of money. But him being the character he was, he said, this isn't what my passion is, even though I'm still making my money. So I'm going to pivot, which could be detrimental to what I'm trying to achieve, to do what makes me happy. Now, that is something people struggle with today in today's social world, because as soon as we start getting a door open, cracked open, irrespective if it's on social media or in the business world, and go, hey, I've got money, cash flow coming in, they don't readjust and go, is this actually what I want to do? Is this actually what I want to follow and continue to follow? Because take one or two steps down the wrong path, okay, you can turn around and pivot. Take 10 steps or 20 steps down the wrong path, and your time to turn around and refix that is detrimental to an overall brand. And I take my hat off to you, Casper, for realizing that even though you had a business and it was making you money, it was not what your true passion was, and you change it to what it is today. And the fire versus water analogy just proves that you're doing the passion about what you do, about caring for people, trying to help them improve their lives, not just fitness-wise, not just health-wise, but overall life itself. And I think that is a great story about how you knocking those doors down about social bullying, not social bullying, but trolls, and getting people to support you. Because it's something big, it was something we spoke about on a previous episode when I had James Lawrence on, the Iron Cowboy, that did 50 Ironmans, 50 days in 50 states. And he said that halfway through his journey, he had so many haters because he didn't do things perfectly and people being negative and being trolls. But when they saw really who he was at the end of the journey, most of those haters and trolls actually came out and supported him and publicly came out and said, hey, you know, I wasn't on board, but now I am.
Yeah. I love that documentary as well, man. That dude is a
machine.
Inspiration to many. he's crazy bats.
Yeah.
He's insane. But that's the type of people that I love to hang around, you know, is those people that that will just push people over profit or over materialistic shit, you know? And in saying that around the social media thing, because I went on a huge war path with Facebook and Instagram, you know, because we did a live video and we were talking about some pretty heavy topics, stating the word depression and suicide. And I literally got an email in Facebook format, which you know is a robot, which you know is an algorithm, and was pretty much saying that they pulled down my live video and my post. And I get it all the time because we use certain words like suicide because it may offend or it may cause someone, you know, to harm themselves or whatever, and using the word fat and health. Mm-hmm. And it fucking blew my mind because, you know, and it goes down the whole dark pathway and the whole, you know, you start getting into that conspiracy chat. And I don't want to take the podcast that way, but, you know, conspiracy used to be something that not many people knew of. You know, it was only for the people sipping tea in their dark castles making millions, you know. And now it's like every fucking kid, child, horse, dog is talking about conspiracies. You know, I think the world, and especially social media, is around conspiracies. You have someone that's speaking a good positive message. Oh no, there's agenda behind that. You know, there's something sitting behind that bed. You know, like it gets a bit ridiculous, and it gets really hard to cut through the noise with positivity and genuine facts, science, mathematics, you know, well-being. And you know, it got pretty heavy on my live. I was like, you know what, fuck this. I'm going against. You know, I'm Māori and Irish descent. If you don't know what Māori is, people, it's the native person or the native people of New Zealand. Research it, Google it. It's an inspiring legacy of people. And then Irish, which is exactly the same as well. You know, it's a very depth. You know, us Irish men, we all know the story of the origins of Ireland and where it went. So that's a very big case of who I am and my identity and who I speak of, and we are very passionate people. And I took it to Facebook and Instagram, and it kind of started going viral on a huge scale. And I was like, holy fuck, we're onto something here. Initially, my business sense was like, yes, we can make millions. You know, and I was like, no, we can't, because we're talking about people's lives and we're talking about real shit, you know. And what happened was, is I started going on that I will not stand for being silenced anymore. I think society is getting more weak and softer, being due to Facebook and social media flooding shit down our throats on how we should look, how we should act, things that we shouldn't say, things that we should say. And you know, I took a stand and I just fucking let loose on this live video. And I couldn't believe within minutes how many people were commenting and going, I didn't want to be like the Tupac of the fitness world, but everyone was like, fuck society, and they were against Facebook. And I was like, whoa, I couldn't believe it. It was exciting. I had this adrenaline rush and I was just like, I kind of got overwhelmed. And I haven't even watched that live video back because it made me so vulnerable and I was so cringy at some point. Mm-hmm. It was just pure passion and rage and love It was unreal, dude. Like, it was pretty crazy. I don't know if you saw it. Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it. I'll go back and take a look at it, and I'll make sure if I can, I'll put the links in on the social on my side once we release the episode as well, so people can have it at a look.
You'll see a picture of me going. Like, Facebook is so bad. Like, they even choose the wrong, thumbnails or snapshots of you to post your live, right? And, just dabbling a little bit more into the live, I'm sitting in my Jeep. I've one of my dream cars. I've had a few of them already, but when I got into the process of minimalizing and throwing away the whole materialistic lifestyle, I threw away the AMG, and I went and bought myself a Jeep. People were like, dude, that's still a really, luxury car. And I'm like, well, not really. It's the car that can go anywhere. And I bought it for purposes of going anywhere at any time and doing and creating more memories with my family. Anyway, the live video is in my Jeep, and I'm currently living in Gold Coast. We've just moved to Gold Coast to start a new life with my family. And it was like 40-something degrees. My windows were up because I didn't want noise coming through. And I was literally, I looked like a bloody hot sexual mess in my car. People are walking past and going, what is this? And the Jeep's bouncing around, and I'm all red and sweaty, and just looked bad, man.
Cops almost got called.
I think they did, because I'm swearing at Facebook, and I'm talking to myself, but literally I'm talking to hundreds and thousands of people on my live video. But to go down the serious track, it was amazing because it taught me a lesson on how many people are sick of fucking being silenced. How many females was another subject was how many females are sick of having not men in their life. They've got men, they've got husbands, but we're losing that kind of men that are in touch with the alpha within themselves, within the confidence within themselves. Not the men that bash the women around type of alpha, you know what I mean? But with just having a true man in their life, and especially with kids and stuff. And we're not even talking about looking into my private messages as well, And then after the live video, it's where it got insane. So because we were talking about the subject of suicide and depression and how we eradicate that through fitness and food, it was unreal, dude. I had over 2,000 messages in my inbox. I couldn't even get through half of them, and me and my team couldn't get through half of them. Yeah. And we were getting pictures of people cutting their wrists, and it was really gnarly, really deep. And I had to pull away from social media for at least a day, 24 hours. Because I've got my sense of well-being and my thoughts as well, and I'm a pretty I'm a very confident, very antidepressant. I'm not antidepressant. I'm not a person that's easily depressed.
Depressed, correct?
It was unreal, man. It was something that we kind of took a new direction in our business format as well. And we started to do a monthly thing where we would take on, because ultimately people were broke, poor, depressed, down and out, fat, feeling ugly, hating themselves, and they wanted to talk about it for the first time.
Yeah.
And for me, I was like, fuck, this is all, and I'm not a psychologist, obviously, you can tell by the way I speak. but in a way and form, I'm doing psychologist work through food, health, exercise, and just fucking listening to people, and responding to people and relating with people. And it was an amazing thing, bro. It was a really turning point in my career and my life, especially becoming a new dad as well.
That's amazing. You talk about, you put in something up there and first you're getting challenged. I totally understand being challenged by Facebook wanting to take something down. I had an episode about 10-15 episodes back, a young kid, Austin Sloan, lost 170 pounds. We spoke about on the show, and I posted a photo of him on Instagram, and I got, I wanted to push it in social media. I wanted to push it wider, and I actually got notified by Instagram, or fundamentally by Facebook, going, "This doesn't support our guidelines. You trying to promote bad body image?" And I went back, literally, went, "What the fuck?" This dude lost 170 pounds, and you want to tell me that I'm advertising bad body image?
And I bet you, I can guarantee you that photo got hardly any likes compared to your other posts.
Luckily enough, he's got a decent community behind him, I got a bit of engagement because he pushed it out on his side. But it was a bit of a challenge around that because they were like, it's bad body image, and I was just like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I understand what they're doing, right? I get it. And I get that there are some sensitive people out there and there are some people that, but it's not driving the message that they want, you know what I mean? And this is when I get back into, is this the whole, you know, Illuminati talk and all this kind of crap? Are they trying to keep the rich and the poor and the sick and the healthy? And it's like, well, I try and stay out of that shit. Mm-hmm. All I can do is focus on my well-being, my health, and the people around me. But I know for the last 5 years, if I was to go a certain direction, I'd have so much more followers. I'd have a lot more money in the bank. I would, you know what I mean? If I was going down, you know, like a lot of these guys will jump on, they'll take a bunch of steroids, they'll get amazing, crazy, unreal, freakish physiques and push. You know, they'll go hire Ferraris, they'll go get some, you know, amazing looking woman and just blow their social media. Like I've seen guys blow up to millions of followers in a few months.
Yep.
And I know the blueprint. We all know the blueprint. We all know that, you know, the business module. And I just will not go down that fucking lane because it's growing a society one way that we don't want to go. You know, it's a sick, unhealthy, mentally unhealthy society. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Like, you know, you walk into malls now and kids don't lick ice creams anymore. You know? they throw tantrums because mum didn't get the right ice cream they want and because they want to be on social media looking at these types of enforcements, you know? Yep. And it's like, holy fuck. So, and I'm an 80s baby, but I'm in the perfect era. I was born in 1985, you know? I don't get scammed and Ponzi schemed by Russians and Nigerians on my not being racist, guys. I love you all, but you know, like the bad guys out there pulling us in, South Africans as well. Hint, hint. Nah.
Thanks, mate.
Well, whoever it could be anyone. It could be any bloody nationality. You know, I don't get fooled by those guys, but at the same time, you know, I'm hip and cool enough to be able to talk to some of these young guys. Mm. You know. And I understand why the old school gets smashed with, they're too scared to open their emails, they're too scared to jump on social media. And then you've got the young guys that are too, you know, just the wool's been pulled over their eyes, that they don't even know the history of where they're from and they don't want to dabble in it because it doesn't, social media doesn't support it. So yeah, it's a crazy world we live in, man. And I always make a stand against it. And it's always going to be against the grain. And I know it's not going to support the business, but you know, that's why I'm not scared to ask. Support me, guys. Share my stuff. Follow me. Even if you can just throw a like now and then, that's cool.
Yep.
You know, but totally at the end of the day, I don't even ask for it. I just like, hey, if people are going to follow me, they are. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're doing amazing shit and I'm proud of it. I can go to bed every night, you know, and have a good, soundless amount of sleep because I know I've done my job.
Well, most of not with a young baby, but anyway,
mentally,
so let's get a bit in down to the path of the fitness. We'll go down a rabbit hole if we keep going down the social media world and stuff like that. I saw something, I think you just posted the last couple of days, and I think it was actually a really amazing imagery and was real simple. And it was something of, it was a gentleman and the post was something like, Jeff has trained for 2 weeks. All Jeff has lost is 2 weeks, and it was in the sense, and all I don't know what the actual name was, but it was more in the sense of the message was, if it doesn't matter if you train, if you're not doing the right things for your fitness or if your health, all you're going to lose is the time that you're doing it because you're not following the right process. And I thought that was a really powerful but simple message around health and fitness. Now, take me through a little bit of, you know, anyone that's coming on at the moment that might not know your brand, take me a bit of your style in the fitness and the personal health section of how you see it and how you take your customers or anyone that comes knocking on your door, you know, what you focus on. I know at the moment also you're big in the keto and all those sort of things as well.
Yeah, so, well, generally people will come to me with an issue and my philosophy is, you know, we we can give them tools. Let's bring it back a sec. So a lot of people, you'll see a lot of people, they'll give them a 6-week challenge or a 12-week mm-hmm. challenge or, you know, whatever it may be. They'll give their product and they'll wrap it up with gift wrap and they'll make it look, you know, appealing to the customer. I generally will break down the walls and the layers of the onion before we even try and get to that point of selling them something. So for an example, you know, people will come to me with an issue and we'll try and give them some knowledge around, or at least a couple of tools to try and eradicate that themselves, try and have a bit of a go at it themselves. By the time generally people have already reached out to me, they're at the wit's end, they've failed miserably most of their life or a number of times, and they're just at wit's end of giving up or whatever. So generally what we will do is we will attack the mindset first, because without having a confident, strong, energized, motivated mindset, the fucking training and the nutrition's never going to work. You know, correct. You can eat a bunch of salads, run all day, every single day. All right. But at the end of the day, if your mindset is not adjacent with your exercise, your training, your sleep, and your water consumption, you're going to be going backwards or just around in circles. Mm-hmm. And most of them, 90% of them have before they even get to me. So the first part of the process is pretty much uneducating them on what they know, what social media and what things have told them and what these entrepreneurs have told them, that if you only eat high amounts of fat and protein and a little bit of salad every day, you're going to lose 30 kilos in 2 weeks. You know, it's like, it's fucking bullshit. And yeah, so maybe they do get a good amount of results in a fast amount of time. Is it sustainable?
No.
Has their mindset adapted? Has their body adapted? Has their, has their routine adapted? 9 times out of 10, it's no, because it's been done in such a short time that we all know, most of us know, well, actually, not, no, most of us don't know, but a lot of us know that it takes around, what I think, what was it, Tai Lopez's style, 66 days to format a healthy routine and mm-hmm. create new habits or to get rid of bad habits. And he doesn't like the number 66, so he goes 67. But like, there is some science and facts behind that. And it's true, you know, like you have to spend time banging your head against the wall to be able to create a routine. And what I try and do is we start it with mindset. But of course, this day and age, people want it hard, fast now. They want it in pill format. They want it in a shake. So I have to kind of deal with society as they present themselves to me.
Correct.
So pretty much the way that I run my business is it's 100% personalized. So people say that I have a 100% personalized meal plan. I can guarantee you, if I can 99% of them aren't personalized, I know, because I was in that game. I did it for you know, a good solid year before I thought, what am I doing? I'm copying and pasting. Mm-hmm. I'm doing everything against what I said I wouldn't do. And you know, a lot of people can be harmed by it. And then the whole mindset behind that is, well, you know, they're doing something better than they weren't before. They're not on the couch. They're out running. And this is getting them into a system where they've failed in a system. They fail in society in the system. They're failing in their own systems. Now they're buying systems that are failing them. So that's where we started the business, was like, okay, let's change it up. Let's really get to the narrow, the nitty, the gritty, the dark, and give them a tool to try and give them a solution where we can teach them to, you know, maintain and sustain positive eating that's going to support their gut health, that's going to support their genetics, that's going to support their age, their height, their weight, their specifics, their goal set. And then obviously we bolt on fitness with the same kind of momentum as well. Does that kind of answer?
Totally it does. You know, it's just because it's interesting to ask, when someone comes knocking on your door, irrespective of your business, what is that first step that you're doing? And this is why I asked that. So people that, like I said, that don't know any about your brand and sitting back and going, hey, Casper says the right thing to me because I train and I eat, but yes, I'm struggling mentally. And that's the sort of stuff to see it. And it shows, like I said, is a lot of what I ask them to talk about. It shows the character and what you're trying to achieve around the brand.
Exactly, as
bringing it in. Because once you get through those first few steps, and then once you do the specific bespoke training plans and meal plans, you know, that itself is, I don't want to use the word simplistic in its nature, but that is a tick box. That is, this person does this training, this person does this nutrition, and but it's the stuff that, like you said, that's in front of it that's most important, the mindset and the foundation that brings it all together. And then the biggest thing which we struggle with in society is giving the time to embed it and giving the time to be successful at it. I'm not sure if you know, but you might know a guy called Andy Frazella, and he does the 75 hard challenge. Came out in the middle of last year, and it was a challenge that he did. He owns a big nutrition brand in America, and it was something like he came out and said the same thing of take 75 days to implement changes to your life. Doesn't take 10 days, doesn't take 20 days. And he came out and he gave a simple program, and it was in the sense of train. So it was like train once a day, read 50 pages of a book a day, drink X amount of water a day, and do certain few things. And you do this for 75 days, and 75 days you have to do this perfectly. Exactly. And then after that, you know, pretty much come back and say, let's change your life. Because if you can if you can do that for that block, even if you think it's simplistic in its nature, after 75 days, your life would have already changed.
Like, I guarantee you, for all the listeners out there, this is what I do. This is my routine. And I tell people my secrets, you know what I mean? Like, I will tell everything because, you know, I've reached a certain amount of success that I'm happy. I'm internally, spiritually, physically, health-wise happy. And what I do every morning is, you know, I'll wake up. The first thing I don't fucking do is I scroll on social media and look at people that are far beyond my reach or living this perfect world that they portray on social media. I don't do that. The first thing I do is I get up, I go downstairs, I drink a cup of water, get the body firing up, because, you know, we're made of electrons and neutrons, and, you know, get the central nervous system firing and just breathe for a bit, you know, just go some breath and just go, okay, what is my day looking like? All right. And then I go through some gratitude work. I find out what I'm grateful for in this world that I am in today. I've got a roof over my head. I've got a beautiful wife and baby. We're healthy. I've got an amazing circle of people around me. I've got some money in the bank. I've got people that respect me. I respect people. And, you know, I go through a whole list of things that I'm grateful for. I naturally start to feel and see myself warm up. I start to feel a smile emerge on my face, and I start to see the sun come up, you know, because I get up quite early, you know, early bird gets the worm. And then what I do is I start to transition my thoughts into, and I'm not doing it in a meditated state. I'm not doing it, you know, I'm not following all these gurus' tips. I'm doing it the way that works for me. Generally, it's out walking out in nature, right? Listening to the birds and the leaves rustling in the wind and, you know, feeling the synthesization of the vitamin D on my skin. And then I go and I transition my thoughts into my visions on where I see myself and what I want to do and what I want to portray. You know, I used to envision walking out of my accountant, jumping into my Ferrari and driving down the road. That used to be my vision. Now it's not. Now it's to be opening, to be supported by the government and having actual destinations where people can walk in and get free counseling around food education. That's part of my vision, you know what I mean? And then what I do is I genuinely release all this positive, like, it's crazy energy, and my morning is fucking fueled with passion, love, and vision, right? And then I generally just scream. I go, woo, really loud, no matter where I am. At bloody fucking 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning, people think I'm mad. My neighbors think I'm mad, dude, because I'm always talking to myself, right?
Yeah.
And that sets up my day. And you know, the cognitive and my body and my blood levels are just fired up. And people just ask me, how are you so motivated? How are you so positive? Because I do that shit every bloody morning. You know what I mean? I don't start it with social media. I don't start it with putting bad shit in my body. You know what I mean? And then I'll generally go for a run. I'm a heavily practitioner in jiu-jitsu at the moment. Yep. I love cracking and smashing people and breaking necks and arms and shit. That's really therapeutic for me. You know, and I get into that. And then, you know, I come back and I look at my daughter. And that starts my day. You know what I mean? So it's when people come at me with trolling and stuff or with negative reinforcement on nutrition or whatever I'm doing with my business modules and stuff, there's no way they can win because I'm internally happy, positive, and winning. You know, I'm winning every day. So, yeah, back to your question though, man, like it's hard because we just have to give them a set of tools. And if we can give them those tools to utilize and keep on practicing and failing, getting down, getting knocked down, but giving them the tools to be able to get back up and give it another go.
Yep.
From them doing that, they learn so much more than just going through a system and failing and not being supported. You know, correct. Support's a huge thing.
Totally agree with that. It's a great way to show, you know, what you go through on a daily basis to keep you focused. And there's something you said there, and it's something that I've been struggling a bit myself. And as you said, is this is my morning routine, and this is the way I do it because it works for me, not because it's the way that everyone says we should do the morning routine. Now, anyone that knows me is, anyone knows about the brand, I'm a big Tony Robbins fan. I've always have been. I also fully support.
Me too.
And obviously, they talk about morning incantations, morning meditations, and multiple times over the last year, I've tried to start it, do my morning meditations, and so forth. And I keep finding it that, yes, it works for certain people, but it's not the one tool that works for me. Funny enough, the tool that works for me to keep my mind at a sound mind is having headphones in. Doesn't actually have to have anything plain on it. That's how crazy that habit is at the moment. Cool. So you'll see me always walk around with headphones in and listening to content that is suitable to what I want to at that moment. Yeah. To me, that is my meditation, and that is my centering. And it doesn't have to be in the morning. Doesn't have to be at night. It just can be throughout the day. And this is something I'm trying to work through myself, and then also talk to other people going, there is certain things that you can recommend that can work for certain people. But then the clever man or the educated woman or man needs to be able to see when they're talking to someone that if it doesn't work in that instance, to find out what is actually right for that person in that instance. Someone's saying to me the whole time, hey, get up in the morning, do meditations, do your incantations, and you'll succeed. To me, I've tried it. I've done that. I offer that. I say that to other people. But to me, it's bullshit. The system. It won't work for me. And that's where we've got to pay attention with our eyes. And we've got to listen to how people are reacting, what they're saying from the tools that we are trying to guide them with.
Absolutely. Like for starters, if you're not aware of your anatomy, your physiology, the thoughts you're having, the routines you're doing, meditation not going to work. It's not going to work, because I know for a fact, if you can't concentrate on yourself, how the hell are you going to sit in a room with your legs crossed for an hour?
Yeah.
Like, every time I tried to meditate, I'd fall asleep. I'd literally fall asleep. But yeah, this is really working. Yeah. I have these amazing sleeps, and I waste an hour, and then I feel bloody groggy for the rest part of the day. You know, it's the same for nutrition, training, and exercising as well. You know, some things will not work that will work for everyone else. That's why they need to be tailor-made, or you need to have someone that you're physically talking to constantly. You know what I mean? And the more you put in, the more you're going to get out of it. Yes, but for an example, you know, there's a lot of new research coming out and studies around gut health, okay, where there's you need to have synergy between your brain and your gut. And when those messaging or neuron transmitters are not firing up and speaking to each other, we can start to develop acute and chronic diseases. And people don't know this because they go, oh no, I'm following a program, I'm doing everything right. But I think it's the program. It's not right. You know, but no, you could be eating correct. You could be eating the right amount of calories. You could be exercising enough, but maybe that your gut health has been so much in a deficit of natural good bacteria that those messaging, the synergy between your brain and your gut, is not allowing you to go through the next level, right? And there's like, when this is happening, you're not producing enough serotonin, you're not getting the dopamine that you need, because, you know, 90% of your serotonin levels come from your gut.
Yep.
But this is crazy research. People don't know this. And this is, but how, it's not sexy enough to sell.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to get more positive bacteria in your gut and be ripped like me? Like people are going to be like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, not going to take it.
You know, they're not, it's not going to respond because it's not showing them what they're accustomed to seeing. And this goes down the line of like the meditation working for you or not working for you, you know what I mean? Then people have their own perceptions, they have their own life, they have their own shit, their own bullshit going on in their life. The only way that you can really tap into them is to obviously listen, trial and error, failing lots, you know what I mean? Like, and I say this every time, people come to me, like a lot of young guys will come to me and go, yo, bro, you know, you've got the hot wife, you've got the lifestyle that we want, how do you do it, rah, rah, rah. And I'm just like, well, you know, it's trial and error, but fail it. Learn to fail and stop and drink a fucking cup of concrete stop being so weak and weak-minded. Trust yourself, trust your transition and your passion. Find something you're good at and just keep on chipping away at it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, people's constant. If there's one thing that I can teach you guys on this podcast today, is practice the skill and the art of concentration. If you learn to be a master of concentration, the money will flow.
Yep.
The health will flow. Everything in your life will flow. We're not taught in school concentration. Mm-hmm. We're fucking yelled every day. Concentrate, Dylan, concentrate. Learn your maths, concentrate. Eat your vegetables, concentrate. Oh, there's forced down my throat. Well, fucking teach me concentration. How do you concentrate?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Teach your people, teach your children, guys. If you want successful children or non-depressed children or you know, happy people in your life, teach them how to concentrate. Learn yourself how to concentrate and teach them the art of concentration.
I love that. I was actually, funny enough, I was just going to ask, as you know, we're coming up close to 50 minutes anyway, I was going to say before we end off the show, before we end off the show, I was going to say, what is sort of, okay, what is one tip you want to leave the listeners with? So you just told us about my concentration. So I'll ask you anyway, what is another tip at the moment, anyone that is listening, that over the next few days, you can leave them with to focus on for the next week in their life? What is something that's a guideline or sort of a direction that you can point them in towards?
Apart from concentration, obviously you weren't concentrating. I think at the end of the day is the one tip that I love to push, and it's stop fucking looking for motivation and whatever you're trying to be successful at. Create motivation. You will never find motivation. You'll search a whole lifetime and never find it. The only way that you can find motivation is by creating it. All right. So whatever that may be, whatever that may mean to you, whatever success or wealth means to you or health means to you, is don't look for it. Create it. Get off your ass, put the bag of chips away and get out there. You know, people ask me all the time, you know, how do you generate the amount of money? Do you generate? I hate my job. I hate what I'm doing. Okay, are you, like, you know, people, you have to ask yourself, are you happy in the position you are in your life today? If not, then what are you doing to try and change that? If you're not doing that, are you reading fucking books? Are you reading books to be a manager? Because people say, and I hate my job, I'm in a level entry job, I hate my job, why can't I be a manager? Well, do you know how to manage a staff of 100 people? No. Have you read a book about how to manage people? No. Well, then how the fuck is your boss going to, you know, waste another $20,000 giving to you for you not being able to do your job properly?
Correct.
So that's my tip for the day is, yeah, just to find your niche or your market or your passion or whatever it is and stop looking for motivation, create it.
I love that. It's simplistic again, but deep to think about. And for all the listeners, the analogy and just the explanation of, if you want to take a better job, are you doing everything? Are you motivating yourself to get in that space? And the people that break through and achieve that, if you go back, that's actually fundamentally what they are doing. But awesome. So Casper, before we end off the show, as always, can I ask, where can our listeners and the watchers at the moment, where can they find you socially and your handles, please?
Cool, man. So just look for this glorious, handsome, bearded, tattooed freak on that. just check out for, they call me the ghost. So look for Casper Fitness on any social media platform, Snapchat, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. If you want to get the goods, we're doing a lot of giveaways all the time on my stories, where I dedicate pretty much every waking hour of my day trying to educate, giving away free motivation to help you get off your ass so you're not looking for it. There you go. You can actually find motivation. Go to my social media, and you'll find motivation. And then I'll teach you how to create it. And just any social media platform, Casper Fitness. Feel free, any of you listeners or watchers today or over the period of my podcast that's on, feel free to reach out to me, have a chat with me, and we can maybe work out a little free deal where we can start getting your life in the right direction and your health and fitness and supporting Wolf of Queen Street.
Love it. Thanks so much, Casper. To anyone who's listening, definitely have a look. I love Casper's brand. I said that to him when he's going out in the morning walks in the afternoons and just, as we say, just shooting the shit and telling people what's happening and you can follow it. But anyway, to everyone else that has joined us on the Wolf of Queen Street today, thank you so much for coming over, coming having a listen or coming having a watch. And I've always said from the beginning, I don't ask for much. I don't ask for any money, anything around the brand. But I say, if you like what you heard today, if you like what you've seen today, just go out and tell one friend or tell one person to come on over and come have a listen to the message of the people that is showing the way to lead to success, the challenges they've overcome, and what it takes to get where you want to be one day. But at the end of the day, have a beautiful and powerful day. For myself and Casper, chat to you soon.